football team Grimsby Town are still celebrating after knocking the Premier League side Manchester United out of the EFL Cup on penalties. BBC News.
Alan Smith. Our 6.30 comedy isn't too far off, and this evening we'll hear some of the best comedians who performed at the Edinburgh Fringe this year.
I was the only woman who's ever been charged with gangland murder in British history.
This is the story of Britain's most notorious female gangster, the Black Widow.
She's not a Black Widow spider, because every bloke she's ever had dealings with is either dead or in prison.
It's a tale of love and retribution.
She has delivered the fatal shot.
Told by those who were there.
Literally, it's one of those stories that can only be true, because if you made it up, nobody would believe it.
Gangster, the story of the Black Widow. Listen first on BBC Sounds.
This is Radio 4. If you didn't make it to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, don't worry, we've got you covered with a showcase of the nominees for Best Show at the Edinburgh Comedy Awards.
It's that time of year again where for 1 month and 1 month only, the historic streets of Edinburgh are overtaken with brightly coloured flyers and ambitiously arranged a cappella groups and thousands of comedians called things like Joe or Joe. It really is a magical month for comedy lovers, and we've gathered the best and brightest for your delight. Please put your hands together for the Edinburgh Comedy Awards Gala 2025! I'm Amy Gledhill, and we are very excited to be recording this awards gala for BBC Radio 4, the home of audio comedy. This is your front row seat to the best and hottest comedians of the year, as chosen by a panel of both industry experts and comedy punters. And trust me, they know what they're talking about. They really do pick some unmissable shows by incredible comedians like Steve Coogan, Rose Matafeo, Tim Key, Sarah Millican, Ahir Shah, Bridget Christie, Frank Skinner, and me. Yes, that's right, me, Amy Gledhill, winner of Best Show 2024 with Make Me Look Fit on the poster. Hold for applause. Thanks so much. This year, the Edinburgh Comedy Awards are co-sponsored by Nika Burns, Donald Taffner of DLT Entertainment, and the Victoria Wood Foundation. It's also the award's 45th birthday. 45 years old. That's nearly half a century of helping to launch comedians' careers and making it easier for the producers of Taskmaster to pick their lineups. Cheeky, cheeky. Right, it's time to showcase the nominees for Best Show, which for 2025 is co-sponsored by Nika Burns and DLT Entertainment. Let's be honest, this is the biggest prize in comedy. It's our version of the Oscars, but in our ceremony, there's absolutely no chance Meryl Streep can win. Do you know, I'd be fuming if she could do comedy as well. Save something for us, Meryl, please. Nominated for their show, Foot Spa Half Empty, please welcome Ian Smith!
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you very much. My name's Ian Smith. I come from the north of England. Any other northerners in? Yeah, a couple, okay. I come from a town called Goole. It's a weird little town. I'll give you my favourite example of what Goole is like. So I went back there recently. I saw a man on a mobility scooter just driving around. A kid threw an egg at him. Then the man stood up off the mobility scooter. He ran after the kid. And he punched that kid in the face. And that made me proud to come from Goole. One of the few towns where you get to see benefit fraud live. I saw a man in Goole. He's very confident. He's walking down the street and he's wearing three bum bags. Three full bum bags. I can't imagine being in a situation where I've filled one bum bag and I'm not looking down at the rest of my stuff thinking, this is clearly a rucksack situation. Not this man is filling up bum bags till he's finished. Moving house, 60 bum bags just wrapped around him. Full of weird people, Goole. And it's hard being a northerner living in London. That's my situation. I'm a northerner, I live in London. And when Londoners hear a northern accent, they just assume that you're thick, rather than getting to know you and finding it out that way, which is more polite. Like, I was out with three friends of mine, and these are all quite sort of middle-class, privately educated guys, and one of them brought their new girlfriends along. She's also sort of stereotypically upper middle-class, privately educated. And this girl, she did something that I think is unacceptable. So she's talking, but after certain words, she turns to me, and only me, just to check in and see if I know what that word means. You can't do that. Like, at one point, she said, oh, I'm training to be a physiotherapist at the minute. And then she looked over and went, oh, Ian, pop your crayons down for a second. Do you know what a physiotherapist is? I'm looking around like, why is this happening to only me? And why have none of my mates stepped in and gone, don't do that, Abigail, that's quite offensive. They're looking at me like they've been wondering this the whole relationship. They're like, ask him more stuff, he's thick, this one, look at him. Look how many bum bags he's wearing, that's weird. I bet he's got a pet kestrel, his dad won't let him do ballet, I bet you. Two different films. I'm going to leave now. And not many comedians would end their set as bluntly as that. I'm going to go, enjoy the rest of your show. Very nice to see you, Ebony Smith, see you later.
Nominated for their show, Your Old Mucker, please welcome Ed Knight!
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Give it up for Amy, everybody. Hell yeah. Yeah, you guys having a good fringe? That's, yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Good to be here. Yeah, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah, no, it's good to be here. I'm busted. I'm mentally ill. I got OCD, you know about that? It's when you sort of tidy up too much because you think it'll make your dad come back. Oh, no, don't cover your mouth with your hands. Let those chuckles free. That's why we're here. That was a joke. I'm sorry about that. It was a joke. My dad was around when I was a kid. I just only got to see him on weekends. And you know. My parents weren't separated. I was just, you know, busy. And thank you. Thank you very much. My name's Ed. Yeah, I've also got body dysmorphia, which is when you're like fit but humble about it. And it's difficult to be, you know, mentally ill because it's my amygdala. That's what they're telling me. You know about the amygdala? Well, you know the hippocampus. Turn left at the hippocampus, kind of. Can't miss the amygdala. And it's the bit of your brain that does complex emotions, right? And they scan loads of people like me, and the amygdala's overdeveloped in everybody. It's massive, and I think that's why, you know. And it's very interesting to me because you'd think it would be good that it's a bit big because it does emotions, but it's a catastrophe if it's huge. It's like, you know, when you hear about those people whose tits are so big that they have a bad back. That's what's going on up in my brain. I'm artful. I'm soulful. I'm depressive and doleful. I'm a zillennial Sylvia Plath. I'm gonna stick my head in an air fryer. Get it done in half the time. I don't know what. Do you know why they call it Dubai chocolate? Because you have Dubai it from the shop. Don't like that gag? Laugh anyway. We salute the rank, not the man. I love it over in that quadrant. I'm dying up here, guys. I'm dying up here. No, it is good. A round of applause for the NHS. Yeah, no, that's me. Thanks, bye. Thanks, Amy.
Ed Knight! Keep that applause going for your next act. Nominated for their show, We the People, please welcome Sam J.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm from America, so I've been just spending my time here trying to figure out Scotland. It's a confusing place. I noticed the white people here are real confident too. There's like a different level of confidence. I'm from America, our whites aren't that confident. It's like the white people here are confident, and I think it's because the UK is the well from which all whiteness springs, you know? It's where it started. Y'all just got a different strut to you. I also think it's because you colonized, you know? I think that's major. You did colonization. That's huge. That takes confidence. It takes confidence to colonize a place. Like, the United States did chattel slavery. That's like, you know, a sucker move. colonization, you gotta go to the place. You gotta go like, what's up, India? Put your dukes up. And you battle it out with India. Bam, bam, bam. Then you win. And you go, guess what, India? From now on, you're gonna put my face on all the money. You're gonna put my flag up everywhere. And whenever I come back here, you're gonna roll out the red carpet for me. You got that? And then you go, I'm going home. And then the Indians go, could we come with you? And you go, no. You stay in India. You never go where I go. Even your cops are confident. Like, they just got sticks. Imagine the confidence it takes to think you can control society with a stick. Our cops got sticks, guns, tasers, and tanks, and they still can't catch a dude in Timberlands, you know? I'm marveled by this place. Bye.
For their show, Go West Old Maid, please welcome to the stage, Katie Norris! I'm here! Oh, thank you so much, everybody. I think congratulations are in order. Hello. If we could all raise a glass, if you have one, just imaginary one's fine. To Al Pacino on becoming a father at 83. Robert De Niro, 79. Clint Eastwood, 81. The power of the male seed. It's amazing, isn't it? So inspiring. It's like these men are suddenly ready to become dads. But they'd rather be dead longer than they have to do it. And for centuries, women have died these horrendous deaths in childbirth, haven't they? And now men are as well. Edinburgh, do you reckon when old sperm enters the womb, it's like...
Now, why did I come in here? Is this the post office?
I'm not sure I'm ready to have children yet, by the way. Just letting the men know that now. Sorry to disappoint. It's better to be up front, isn't it? Sorry, that mama's looking at my ovaries. But I know I look like I could push out triplets with three puffs on my vape, but I'm not there yet. And I'm focusing on my career right now as a godmother. Do we have any godparents in? Lovely stuff. Yeah, I take my role as godmother very seriously. My first godson, Jasper, was actually conceived in my spare room during the first lockdown. And you don't just lie back and become a godmother. You don't just spread your legs and become a godmother. You're chosen. Now, guys, if you haven't seen me before, I'm now going to sing. And I should probably warn you that I am quite good. Now, Edinburgh. Why would anybody want to become a godmother? Well, I'll tell you, darlings, it's the power, it's the prestige. Now, we've all heard about the maternal hierarchy, haven't we, darlings? Of course, you have mother, biological. And then, of course, you have stepmother, tragically misunderstood. And then, of course, you have me, the godmother, the primo mama. Now, the godmother is a rare and special breed. Charisma and credentials are what godmothers need. Elected, selected, anointed by the earth, worth a thousand times more than what a godfather is worth. Now, boys, come with me to the bottom of the garden. Let's go see the toads. Each of them used to be my boyfriend. What is one of those? A suitor, a sweetheart, a fellow or a fellow. Just make sure they're not a DJ of the techno. What's a DJ? A boy who cannot love. Now may I introduce you to Geordie? This toad is Simon, his pits were always smelly. Little Jason here liked to come up on my belly. Racist, sexist, couldn't drive, poor Charlie had a chode. And this one's just a regular toad. I'm your godmother now, listen to my tales. Heed my wary warnings, my magic never fails. God, Mummy Katie, biddle diddle dom, I am a brilliant, amazing woman.
Then why aren't you married, Auntie Katie?
Your father is a rich man, your mother was a model, and then you split her in two. At least she has a penthouse, a Tesla and a hot tub, and I live in a shoe. But don't worry, boys, I still am very wise. Do you want to be men that women don't despise?
I need a poo.
That's
not important now. Godmummy will tell you how. Don't be an estate agent with a shiny suit. Living in Hackney's not interesting or cute. Don't be a comedian, it's too late for me. Don't get your teeth done in Turkey. I'm your godmother guardian. If your parents die, it's my godly shoulder on which you both shall cry. Godmummy Katie, you lucky, lucky boys, now hark at my godmummy's noise. Sorry, I love you. I'm a godmother now. I'm a gaudy, waddy mummy. I'm a brilliant and amazing woman! Thank you! Katie Norris! Wowie! Okay, nominated for their show This Must Be Heaven, please put your hands together and welcome the brilliant John Tothill!
Hello! Oh, how are you doing? You all right? Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I've been loving the Edinburgh Fringe. You know, someone said to me yesterday, the problem is with you, John, is you drink wine like water. And it's like, really, do I? I drink wine like water, do I? Really, I drink a tiny cup of wine once a week over the sink, you know? When I'm dying of thirst. Okay, drink wine like water. I drink water like wine. I drink wine like Diet Coke. Correct. All right. But also, okay, can I ask you a question? How obvious is it that 15 months ago I had two sessions with a personal trainer? Did that work? Did that work? Do you ever get that? Sometimes, completely by accident, I will lock eyes with myself in like fully naked in a full-length mirror, and I go, oh my God, right, this has got to stop, okay? Do you ever do that, looking at yourself? I do that every Sunday evening. This has got to stop. Okay, I didn't realise it got this bad. And I'm finding it really hard to make it stop. Do you know why? Because I love it. I absolutely love it. And people go, what are you talking about? What do you love? All of it. Yeah? Like drinking, I love it. But even like sitting, I love it. The irony that I am a stand-up comedian. I assure you, this is the 5 minutes of the day I'm not sat down. I promise, absolutely ridiculous. Oh, I absolutely love it. So I thought, no, but I've got to make it stop. So instead of making it stop myself, I'll get a personal trainer. I'll pay hundreds and hundreds of pounds to a man who looked like he could have bullied me at school, yeah? And then maybe he can make it stop for me. First thing they say, they go, oh, we can't make it stop for you. And it's like, hello, sorry, what are you there for then? Yeah? And this guy, he takes me to a HIIT class. Do you know about these? HIIT, double I, High Intensity Institute of Technology. I was like, hang on, wait, what? Interval training, right? High intensity interval training. But it's one of those, okay, you know when sometimes they throw a bit of money at an exercise class, you know? And you can get quite posh exercise classes now where you walk in and there's quite low lighting and there's sort of house music playing, you know? And you think this would be quite nice, couldn't it? If we got rid of the exercise equipment, had a bar and a smoking area, something like that. I could learn to love this, actually. And then afterwards, after this class, the personal trainer looks at me and he says, so John, what are your fitness goals? It's like, are you clinically insane? I want to make it stop. Couldn't make that clearer. And I want to look absolutely fantastic. I want to look like if I shot a CEO, there'd be a lot of sympathy for me. Anyway, guys, that's been my time. I've been John Tothill. God bless you. Thank you.
For their show, All In, please put your hands together and welcome the brilliant Dan Tiernan!
Hello! For the benefit of the listener, I forgot my mic, and then I came on stage without a mic, and now I've got a mic, and I probably didn't need to reference it. Just for the benefit of the listener, I'm pulling quite a puzzled face right now. I'm quite lucky, really, for comedy, because I've got this face. I don't really have to say very much and I can get a laugh. But it's sort of wasted on the radio, you know? Sort of the first time in my life I've got a face that isn't for radio. I'm gay. What's your problem?
I'm gay.
Oh, you're gay? Well, I didn't expect this to be the gig I'd pull up, but Bosh! Come on! Let's do it right now! Yeah! I've been doing drugs since I was 14. First drug I ever did was poppers, right? Poppers are legal because they sell them as room odorizer. That doesn't feel ethical to sell them as room odorizer. It'd be more ethical to sell them as poppers, you know? Having big letters, the side effects. These will give you a migraine, make your arsehole absolutely massive, because there's... there's people out there who are genuinely looking for a new scent for their gaff. And they've got no idea why it stinks like a gay club, and they've both got the biggest rectums in the world, man. They don't know. Imagine that dinner table chat. Is it just me, John, or is yours absolutely dilated as hell as well? Can we not just get a diffuser? And John's like, shut up, Sue. I like the way this one makes me feel. Now see if you can get another crayon in there. And I... It's not for everyone, this, is it? All right, you're all good. We've only got an hour of my bit left. Hour left. I'm dyspraxic. I get extra time.
Richard Tiernan! Okay, nominated for their show Slugs, please welcome Creepy Boys!
Good afternoon. We are Creepy Boys from the show Slugs. We are a techno-punk comedy puppet clown duo.
I'm wearing a blow-up chair.
And we are excited to be here to share a piece of our highly visual show.
On the radio.
Hit the music.
Ducking it, Donald, got that Donald, ducking it.
Donald, what you doing today? You're looking so free, nothing stands in your way. You got a shirt, a hat, a smile on your face, but you're straight
up naked.
It's below the waist.
Ducking it, Donald, got that Donald, ducking it.
What if they reject me? I know they don't know what I really am.
Ducking,
it's so different. I'm not like the others. Why? Oh, they won't understand. Donald, I've tried for 3 years. Feels like 20. Oh, Donald, is there nothing I can do? I've lost all hope. I can't go.
But think of our Donald, so breezy and so free. He believes in you.
And I believe in me. I'm
Donald,
suck.
The Creepy Boy! Wowee! Okay, now we've come to our final act, and it's time to hear from the winner of the 2025 Edinburgh Comedy Awards Best Show. with their show Baby Doomer. Please put your hands together for the wonderful Sam Nicaresti.
Hello. How are you guys doing, all right? Lovely to be here. My name's Sam. My act has recently been described as a laugh a minute, which sounds pretty good, but if you think about it, pretty bad hit rate, actually. We're talking 60-second silence between every gag. Are you kidding? How's the show? Oh, you would have loved Sam Nicaresti. There was time to commemorate the war dead in between every punchline. That's not what I want. Get a little nervous being out here. I worry about quite a lot to be scared of in the world. I'd say the one thing I'm not terrified of at the moment is AI. Have you guys heard about this? The rise of the machines, saying these things are getting smarter than us. I am sorry, but machines have always been smarter than me. What are you on about? I could be outfoxed by a Casio calculator, thank you very much. Are you kidding? I can't spell boobies upside down. I think that's impressive. I'm trans. That's why I'm dressed like the ghost of Liberal Future, come to haunt Katie Hopkins at Christmas. I was inspired to become a childhood hero. I can't get my camera relationship, my girlfriend. A lot for the little lady to wrap her head around, I think. That was trans, oh my God. Me? Honestly, I don't know what you want. Wait. You've tricked me so, you and Chloe Kelly, you've pulled me back in. It's crazy, man. JK Rowling.